A 19th century song cycle about love, loss, and the sea illustrates the way music and poetry can move us. WRTI Susan Lewis has more.
A student of poetry and music, French composer Ernest Chausson in 1890 combined these passions in Poème de l'amour et de la mer, a song cycle for soprano and orchestra about love and the sea. Philadelphia Orchestra music director Yannick Nassé-Séguin is drawn to the interplay between romantic texts and lush orchestration.
This is just an amazing collection of poems, and it got me thinking how color in symphonic music can be a way of getting to a true soul of a piece.
I love being able to step into those phrases and into that poetry and just get lost a little bit in it.
Mezzo-soprano Joyce DiDonato.
You can enter into the texture and into the sound world very immediately as an audience member, and then it carries you away.
Such is the power of music, she says, something to be shared beyond the concert hall, a belief that's led her to sing in prisons, refugee camps, and with children in underdeveloped countries around the world.
Bringing music into classrooms, to hear children talk about how they feel free when they sing. I see firsthand how transformative music is in people's lives. It is a tool to change the world because it changes people's vision of themselves. It connects them into their community and into themselves in a way that very few other things can.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.